Here on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, six lines up from the bottom, Chavetz Kedera. Chavetz Kedera is a food that's very almost solid. It's a mixture of flour, oil, honey. They cook it together in one pot. So that's called Chavetz Kedera. It's some sort of a dumpling, I guess you'd call it in our language. V'chein daiso. Or for example, they took wheat kernels. They were ground wheat kernels, and they made a tavshil out of it. They cooked it with liquids. And the question is, what bracha do you make on this? On the one hand, it is a product of the ground, which would make it into bar priya hadama, but on the other hand, it's not in its original state. You've changed it. Maybe you've changed it for the better, but it's not apparent that it's a priya hadama, and therefore the bracha bar priya hadama seems to be impossible. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, shahakol niya bidvara. If you don't make it, it's an original bracha, then it falls into the category of the general bruch. Rav Kahana Amar, bore mine mizonos. Again, mizonos is whenever you take the grains and you grind it and make it into a flour, and from the flour you bake either bread or something called mizonos. And the Gemara explains, b'daisa greda, if you have a tavshil that doesn't have flour in it, doesn't have chopped, you know, ground wheat, is Kuliamalo Pligi, Bain, Rabbi Yehuda, Bain, Rav Kana, they all agree to Bari Mina Mizonos. Then in such a case, you would make a Bari Mina Mizonos, because what you have in the Tavshil are not what we call Chitim Ketushos, but you have a mixture of Kemach and liquids and so forth and so on. That's certainly Bari Mina Mizonos Ki Pligi. And we'll understand this better when we see the machlokes. The machlokes is b'daisa ke'en chavitz kedera. In other words, when he takes wheat and he grinds them together, mixing in dvash, and then he makes a tavshil, he cooks this all together in a pot, and you want to make a bracha on this tavshil, so what bracha do you make on this tavshil? And it really depends on what the ikar is. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shahakol Sovet Duvsha Ikar, that when he adds the dvash, it has such a strong flavor, and it adds such a major primary taste to this tavshil that it's considered like an ikar. And on honey, we would only make a shahakol. Rav Kahana Amar, Rav Kahana holds Bar Yimin Mizona Sovar Smida Ikar. Smida means the flower, the solace in this tavshil. That's the ikar of the tavshil. You add honey, but that's only secondary. That's not the primary element. The primary element in this tavshil is solace. And on solace, we make a Bar Yimin Mizonos. Now, Rabbi Yonah points out that from this Gemara we should derive that Rav Kahana did not say that we recite Bari Mina Mizonos unless it's something similar to a Chavitz Kedera, which means that the kernels of wheat were ground into a flour, and then they attach to each other through a cohesive agent, which is the dvash. But if the flour was put in literally pieces of flour, and the garinim are omdim shlemim in the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, then we would make a bar pri adama, like the case that we'll have later on in Daf Lamed Zayin, which is called koseis es hachita. Amar Rav Yosef Kavasi de Rav Kahana Mistabra, I have a proof in favor of Rav Kahana that the bracha should be Bore Pri Ha'adoma. I'm sorry, Bore Mine Mizonos. The Rav Shmuel, the Amri Chavayu, Kol Sheyeshbo Michameshes Haminim Mevorchin Olav Bore Mine Mizonos. The generic statement here that anything that has in the mixture from the five grains requires a bracha of Bore Mine Mizonos. And when you take the case, because again, this all has to do with the chashivus of minei dogon. You know, the Torah emphasizes mini dagon. And we have all sorts of mini dagon. We have chita, we have siora, we have shibolashula, shifon, kusmin. All these are the chameshis mini dagon. They're all part of the shivas haminim, by the way. And they have a mila that aleim yichya adam, right? Lo alechem yichya adam. The ikra mazon is anything that comes from the five species of grains. And if he makes any sort of tavshil, and he mixes together these any of these five species, then you make a bari mina mizonos. And therefore chavitz kedera or daisa, these are cases that have flour in them and they're made with chitim, with wheat, which is one of the five species of grains. Therefore you require a bracha of bari mina mizonos. It means that Rav and Shmuel hold that anything that has a mixture of mine dagon, the dagon becomes ikar. And that's what Rav Kahana was saying, that dagon is considered ikar, therefore the bracha is bari mina mizonos. And this would seem to be the Rashba's understanding of Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana really reflects that which we saw in Rav and Shmuel, that if there's a min dagon in this tavshil, you make a bari mina mizonos. The Meiri says that even Rav and Shmuel would hold that you don't make a bari mina mizonos unless the ikar of the tavshil is called a dagon. That's not the Rashba. The Rashba holds that by definition the chameshis mina dagon are defined as the ikar. Rav Kahana says that the solus is the ikar, says the Meiri, because the tavshil is considered al shema solus, but it doesn't mean that automatically, because the one of the species of grain is there of dogon, ipso facto that makes it into the ikar, and therefore you recite bari mina mizonos, you have to have an ikar, and it's got to be the ikar. So Lu Yitzur, you had a mixture of dogon in such a way that the dogon was not the ikar, then the bracha would not be bari mina mizonos. So the condition here for bari mina mizonos is that the kemach and the solas that come from dagon are the ikar. But if the meichel has kemach in it, but it's not an ikar, then we would not recite bari mina mizonos. Whereas that's in Rav Kahana, but Rav and Shmuel seem to go a step further, that even if the dvash would be the ikar, the main ingredient, but nevertheless you would still recite bari mina mizonos because of the presence of the five species of grains. Gufa Rav and Shmuel d'yomer kavaya, we saw that Rav and Shmuel hold a kol sheyesh bo michamishis minim mevorchen alei bari mina mizonos. Now we have to ask the question, how can you tell me that any time there's a mixture of dagon and the bracha is bari mina mizonos? Why do they have to say that kol? Right, madu hutzchu lomar shekol shehuli atzmo min dagon birchaso mizonos. So the Gemara finds it difficult, this second statement of Rav and Shmuel. What does it add to the first statement? The first statement was yeshbo michamisha saminim, that in the mixture there's chamisha saminim and you make bari mina mizonos. And then the second statement was kol shu michamisha saminim mevarchem alei, as if to say that on the chamisha saminim, if they are alone, not even within a mixture into a tarobis of a tavshil, you make a bari mina mizonos. That seems to be totally superfluous. So there are two statements of Rav and Shmuel, and we're trying to figure out why we need both statements. Utzricha de'iash me'inon kol shu, if we only had the din of kol shu, if it's min dagon, then you make a bari mina mizonos. Havamina, we would have thought mishum the isa beine, you're eating the five species or any of the five, and dagon alone, and they're not mixed with anything else. Therefore, you make a bari mina mizonos. Havala yidei tarovis, if it's mixed with other elements and other foodstuffs, lo, we would not make a bari mina mizonos. So therefore, I need the chiddush kamashmalon, and here we look to daf lamed zayin. Rav and Shmuel have to tell me that that's not the din, but rather kol sheyeshbo. Even if it's meurav, it's mixed in with other ingredients, you make a bari mina mizonos. Because the chameshis mina dagon are always considered ikar. V'iyash mina, if he told me the din of kol sheyeshbo, in the case of tarovets, you make a bari mina mizonos. And then l'chor kol shekein, if it's not in a mixture, hava mina, I would have thought kol sheyeshbo chameshis haminim in aval orez v'dochan lo. There would not be a bracha mizonos in the case of orez, which is rice. Dochan is millet. Mishum di al yidei tarovis. In other words, Ein ze ela mishum sheyesh bo al yedei tarav shemuravim im dvar machem isa b'enei, if they're alone and they're not mixed with anything else, neima, I would say that afilu oriz v'dochen nami, maybe we should also make a bari minim zonos even if they are mixed. Kol mashmal no kol shu michamesh saminim udum varchalim bari minim zonos lafuki oriz v'dochen afilu isa b'enei lo mevarchin aleim bore mine mizonos. So how had Shmuel and Rav expressed himself just with the statement of kol sheyeshbo with a mixture, I would have said that here's the difference between chameshes mine dogon and oris vidochan. That in the case of chameshes mine dogon, even though it's in a taroves, you still remain with the bracha bore mine mizonos. But in the case of oris vidochan, when they're mixed in together, you don't make a bore mine mizonos. But if you eat the oris vidochan alone, be'en, then you would make a bar minim zonos. Kol mashmalan kol mi kol shehu mi chameshes aminim hudim avarchin ale bar minim zonos lafuki arav zedos afil isben. Even if you would eat straight oriz v'dochen, you would not make a bracha bar minim zonos. And the reason for that is because oriz v'dochen are called mine kitnios, they're legumes. They're similar to dogon, and you can make a pas. There is such a thing as rice bread and so forth, but nevertheless, it is considered kitnios, and it's not considered dogon. And this has tremendous nafkiminas as far as chametz bePesach is concerned. We need a shem lechem, and that's only from dogon, as opposed to orez v'dochen. Now, exactly what dochen is, according to Rashi, dochen in Laz is called punch or pinced. We know it as millet. Some say that according to Rashi, dochen is called rice. And then we have to ask what orez is. Orez is something that's nira and domela rice, but it's not really rice. And it's called hirs. Okay, different names here. So we really have to study, Loi's De Flor and De Talmud in order to really understand what the metzias is of orez with dochen. But in any event, the thrust of this Gemara Rav and Shmuel is that Oriz V'dochen are excluded from Dogon. They are classified as kidneys, and therefore they are not included in Borei Mine Mizonos, even if you eat them Bifnei Atzmon. However, the Pnei Yoshua wants to say that there's a difference between Oriz V'dochen Ksha'omdim Bifnei Atzmon as opposed to B'taroves. And if they're Omi Bifnei Atzmon, they have a certain Chashivas because Zonin Es Adam, they fill up a person's belly, but he says that was only in the Hava, meaning that therefore we'd make a Mizonos on Orez, but certainly, according to Rav and Shmuel, Lisa Maskani, you would not make a Bar Mizonos, even if they're Isei B'enei. If they're Muravim, together with other things, then they don't really fill up the belly, and there would be no logic to say Bar Mizonos. Only in the case of Dagon, we make a bar minim mizonos even when they're in a taroves, because they have a chashivus, and maybe the taroves even enhances their chashivus. Now, later on, we're going to have a discussion about Rav and Shmuel. What brach do we make on Oriz V'dochen? Is it going to be shahakol nibidvar? But for the meantime, the Gemara has a kash on Rav and Shmuel from a brisa. The Orez v'dochen lo mevarchin bar minim mizonos v'tanyo heviu lefan of pas mi Orez upas mi dochan mevarch alav tchila v'sof kemaisa kedera. In other words, the status of an Orez bread or a dochan bread is identical with that of a maisa kedera, which is a tavshil that has in chameshes mini dogan. V'gabi Maisa Kedera Tanya have a brisa with regard to Maisa Kedera, and now we're going to equate a pas Orez and a pas Dochan with a Maisa Kedera. Is Maisa Kedera b'tchila before he eats of the Baruch Lefanez? M'varuch le'bori b'nei mizonos. L'basof m'varuch le'baruch achs b'nei sholosh. We make an alamichya. And therefore, if Orez v'dochan has the same status as a Maisa Kedera, then before we eat the Oriz V'dochen, we should be making a Bari Minim Mizonos. And that's against Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara answers that Oriz V'dochen have a certain analogy, a certain overlap with Maisa Kedera, but not an absolute identity. Maisa Kedera V'loka Maisa Kedera. In one element, we equate Oriz V'dochen with Maisa Kedera. And another, we differentiate. The Gemara explains. In other words, that there is a bracha lefanen, a bracha lachrea, just like there is in keder v'v'lo k'maisa k'dev, maisa k'dev v'tchila bar min emizonis, v'sof, bracha aksmein sholosh, v'ilu hocha v'tchila mevarcha lehi shakal ni v'dvaro, v'ilu v'asof, bar nefoshes rabos v'chesronen al kol ma'ashe bora. So there's an equation here in the sense that just like in Maisa Keder you need a bracha b'tchila and a bracha v'sof, so too in Oriz v'doki you need a bracha b'tchila and a bracha v'sof. But it's lavke ma'isa k'deir, because in a ma'isa k'deir the bracha is bari minim zonos l'tchila, and afterwards shemain sholos al michya v'ilu hocha, in the case of oriz v'dochum make a shakal nivivvaro and a bari nefashos ravos. Now the obvious question here is, why would we need this brisa to be mechadish to be a gavalda gechidish, that in the case of a pas oriz and a pas dochum a varcha l'tchila besof, what would I have thought without the Braisa? And if the Braisa is coming to jack it up and say, well, it's like Maisa Kedera as far as the Bracha is concerned, Lefanel Lechrev, Nicha. But to say that it's like Maisa Kedera, that you make a Bracha of Shahakal and a Bracha of Bar Nefashos, I mean, Maika Mashmal, what do you need the equation to Maisa Kedera for? What do you gain by that? And not only that, in general, we have to understand the logic of Rav and Shmuel, and the logic of the Gemara, basically, that you make a bracha of Shakal Nia Bidvaro on Oriz V'Dochan. Why not make a Bari Pri Adama? And if you go back to Rav Nachman on Omid Aleph, Rav Nachman says that on Kevach Shel Chitim, you make a bracha of Shahakal. That's because it was a Shinu L'Greusa. But in the case of Pas Oriz V'Dochan, is that called the Shinu L'Greusa? Maybe it's possible that usually you eat Oriz V'Dochan as is. Maybe you cook them, but you don't make them into a flour and therefore bake it as a bread, and that's called the Shinu L'Greusa. And therefore, in the light of Rav Nachman's halach, that Shinu L'Greusa and Kevach Shel Chitim reduces the bracha down to a shakel. Therefore, in the case of Pas Oriz, Pas Dochan, we should reduce it down to a shakel. But what about Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with Rav Nachman back in Omidov, and he holds that on Kemach Shel Chita you make a Bar Pri Adama. So why not make a Bar Pri Adama on Kemach Shel Oriz V'Dochan? And perhaps the answer is that here in Oriz V'Dochan we recite a Shahakol, because as Rabbi Yehuda points out, in the case of Pas Ha'osu Mikitnios, you don't make a bracha of Bori Pri Adama, rather Shahakal, because the derech of Achilus Kidneys is as is. You eat them, the legumes, as they are, and you still have a Tsuras HaPri, and therefore it has a Torah's Pri. But in the case where you take these legumes and you crush them and you make them into a flour and it loses its Tsuras Pri, that reduces the bracha down to a Shahakal. By the way, the word chesronon in Bar Nefashos, Tosfos says here, Dir Maskel Bore, is Dvar Mechrechim L'Kiyum Ha'odom, like Lechem U'mayim. And then it says, Kol Ma Shebarasa, that's Shar Dvarim Sheba'olam, these are things that are not like Lechem U'mayim, that Efshal Iskayim Biladeyem, and it's only L'Tainug. The Rashba has a different perspective on the word chesronom. He thinks it's on the nefashos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates nefashos rabos, but they are cheseros, and therefore they need everything that God created so that we can appreciate God's creation. Tosfos writes at the end of the bracha is Baruch Chei Holamim, you don't mention the shame, and he quotes Yushalmi, that Yushalmi holds he should have a shame in the chasim brochat Hashem Chei Olamim. The Rashba says that there's no chasima to this bracha. The Pnei Yoshua raises a question that we mentioned before, and that is, why do we need this equation to Maisa Kedera? What's the point of that equation? He says, Fakert, the Havamina was that on Pas Oren and Pas Dochan you should recite a Birkas HaMazon, which is Shalosh Brachos. The equation of Pas Orez V'Dochan in this Braisa to Maisa Kedera is to tell you that you don't make a Birkas HaMazon. And instead of Sholosh Brachos Lachrea, you only mevarech Bracha Achas Lachrea. Now, exactly what that Bracha Achas is, that is v'lo k'maisa k'deira, that maisa k'deira, the bracha achas, is nein shalosh, whereas in the case of Oriz v'dochan, the bracha achas is bari nefashos. So the Gemara now asks the question, v'oriz v'dochan lav maisa k'deira hu, Oriz is not considered maisa k'deira, about which the b'risa says, bari m'nei mizonos, v'asan, you have a b'risa, elu hem maisa k'deira. The following is a list of maisa k'deira, and you make a bari m'nei mizonos, chilka. Chilka is a mixture of grains of wheat that were ground together to make a flour, and each chita, each kernel of wheat was divided in half, hence the name chilka, nechlekes lishtayim. And apparently, if it was nechlekes lishtayim, then it gets a bar minim mizonos. If it wasn't nechlekes lishtayim, then it would not get a bari mizonos, and it would be like kosachita, which we'll have later on, is bari pri hadoma. Then we get to targis. Targis is a tavshil in which we take chitim that was split into three, and we make a tavshil of soles. Again, we're going to have to figure out exactly what that means, soles, but in any event, then we have something called zariz, which means that he was extra dupa, and he took a tavshil of chita that was split into four segments, and then he has arson, which are chita that were divided into five segments, so that chilka, targis, zoriz, and arson, as the Gemara explains in Moikotin, are either divided into two, three, four, or five. And the Mefarshim want to understand the Gaon asks, what does it mean that we mechalik chilka v'tirgas based on a Gemara in Moed Katan? It's not clear in Moed Katan what the difference between chilka and tirgas is. Lo pirshu mayim zoriz v'yarson, and even if you can figure out what chilka v'tirgas is, you don't know what zoriz v'yarson is. But apparently there's a Gemara in Nedarim that talks about arson and offers two interpretations of arson. According to Rabbi Yonasan, it's siorin that were ground into a flour. According to Rabbi Yosef, it was even a very finely ground barley flour. And zoriz is like arson, just that an arson is from siorin and a zoriz is from kusmin, which kusmin we call today spelt. I'm not sure exactly what kusmin actually was at the time of the Torah. In any event, that's all sugya nedarim. Let's get back to our Gemara. Now, in this list, in the brisa of bari minei mizonos, we have a tavshil shel orez. In other words, that orez is considered a maisa kedera, and therefore we make a bari minei mizonos. So this is against the sugya of Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, based on the original brisa, say that the bracha for pas ores and pas dochan is going to be shahakol nia bidvaro. So the Gemara answers, Hamani, this brisa reflects the shita Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going to jack up the chashivas of ores to one of the minei dogon. He's going to expand Mini Dagon from 5 to 6, and maybe even 7. So that if we talk about Rav and Shmuel, we said that Rav and Shmuel went out of their way to say Kol Sheyeshbo Dagon is Bari Mini Mizonos, as opposed to Orez V'Dochan is Orez V'Dochan is going to be a Shakol Ni'avidvaro. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that Orez min dogan uvechayoven al chimutzo kores. If you take rice and you make a bread out of it and you eat it on Pesach, you chayv kores, it's chametz mamish, which is lechem. Right? Chametz is called lechem. Well, matz is called lechem oni, and chametz is the exact opposite of matz. It's lechem. The Odom Yotzi Dechov Vosav Pesach, and if you made it into matzah, it would be Lechem Oni, because it has a shame Lechem, it's a Min Dagon. And therefore, as far as a bracha is concerned, if you have a mixture of orez v'dochan in a flour state together with other ingredients, you would make a bar mina mizonos. Avol rabbanon, they disagree. They hold orez is not a mindogon, and you would not violate chametz with Pesach if you created a fermentation of orez. It doesn't really ferment, is low, and therefore, as far as bar mina mizonos is concerned, we don't make a bracha bar mina mizonos. So Gemara asks by rabbanon low, according to rabbanon, you don't make a bar mina mizonos on orez. For asanya, we have a brisa that says if a person takes a kernel of wheat in its natural state, it's complete, and he chews it in his mouth, that's a big chiddush, that he recites a borei pri hadama on chita, even though it's chita kamoshehi in its natural state. I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah is going to have a whole discussion here on the side about if you took the chita and you stripped it of its outside klipa, and you didn't crush it to make it into a flour, and then they all stuck together in a bishul. Whether that has the din of a koseis, and you make a bracha borei pri hadama. And the Magen Avraham writes that according to the Rambam, if nichtishu achitim, if the wheat was ground, even if he doesn't split them before he grinds them, it doesn't have a din of koseis. You make a borei pri borei minya mizonos. But again, now we're holding in the brisa that even koseis is achita when it's shlema kamot shehi, you make a borei pri ha'adama. And the Mefarshim say that if you take a yerek, any sort of a vegetable that's edible, and you cook it, even though you could have eaten it raw, then when you eat it as a cooked vegetable, you make a borei, a shakel nivedvaro. And therefore the question is, koseis achita, why should you make a borei pri hadama, even though it would be more edible if you made it into a flour and baked it as a bread? So why not say, just like we saw in the case of a yerek, that if you cook it, it reduces the bracha down to a shahakal, then chita, when you eat it in its natural state, you should reduce the bracha down to shahakal nivedvaro. And the Mefarshim come to the conclusion, which is a pretty important principle in Hilchas Birchas Hanenim, that if you have a bracha on something that is a borei pri hadama, that's its bracha when you eat it raw, then by cooking it, you lower it by one madrig, you make a shakel, but chita, where the bracha is not borei pri hadama, but rather borei mine mizonos. So therefore, when you eat it when it's raw, then you lower it by one darga, and then you make a bracha borei pri hadama. So we always lower it when you eat it in a state that's not its maximum, its ultimate, you lower it by one notch. So if you're starting with borei pri hadama, like in the case of a yerek, which could be eaten raw, and you cook it, you lower it down to a shahakal. If you have a borei mina mizonos, and you lower it by one madrig because you akoseis it, you should have eaten in a state of flour and bake it as bread, then we lower it from borei mina mizonos down to borei pri hadama. In any event, let's go on in the brisa. So he said, koseis achita is borei pri hadama. Tachna techana v'afa'a, if he makes a bread out of the wheat, ubishla, and then after the afia, he cooks it in a pot with water, then what kind of bracha are you going to make? Normally, after tchina and afia, you would make hamotzi, but now he takes this bread-like substance and he cooks it with water. And this is nogea on Pesach for sick people who can't eat matzah. In any event, is the brisa says the following, it all depends. Bizman sheha prusos kayomos, if you could see the various pieces of bread in this tavshil, and it's not what's called nimoach, it hasn't been dissolved, so this still maintains its original shape. And that means that if, let's say, you would pick it up, it wouldn't break apart in your hands. Is batchila, then as a bracha lefanel, you mivarech lemotzi min haaretz, it still retains its status as lechem. Ulabasov, it still retains its status as lechem. You recite Shalosh Brachos, means Birchas Hamazon. It's like any other pas. But if Eina Prusas Kayomos, if it's in a state of Nimoach, if you lift it up, it would just crumble and dissolve in your hands as a result of the Bishul, is then you lower it to a bracha of Borei Mina Mizonis, Betchilavarach Barim Sopavarach Leah Barach Achsmein Shalosh, then you make a bracha of Alamichya. Now, Akose says, Orez Mavarach Leah Borei Pri Hadama. Wow, and this is the Chachamim. We said until now that according to Chacham, you don't make on Orez Borei Mine Mizonos, but here it says explicitly in this Braisa that in the case of Orez, Mevarech Alav Borei Pri Ha'adama. Oh, wait a minute, that's not the line that I want to read. That's as far as Koseis Es Hachita. Oh, Koseis Es Ha'orez is also Borei Mine Mizonos, Borei Pri Ha'adama. However, im tochno viafo ubishlaf al pisha prusus kayomos betchilu mevarach la bori mini mizonos b'sof mevarach la borach achas me'ein shalosh. So we see clearly that a pas of an orez gets a bore mini mizonos. I mean, the chiddush is that even though the prusos kayomos, we still have nothing more than a bore mini mizonos. But we see that we went up in a madrega from raw orez to flour and bread orez from Borei Pri Ha'adama, went up to Borei Mini Mizonos. Mani, who is the author of this braisa? Elam, if we're going to say it's from Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that an orez is min dagon, is then hamotzi lechem min orez shalosh brachos boy lebruche. Then the status of a rice bread is identical to regular bread, and you'd have to make a hamotzi on a paschal orez like we do on a paschal chitim. And you'd have to make Birkas Hamazon afterwards, and not Borei Mini Mizonos before, and then main Shalosh afterwards. El Olav, by process of elimination, it's got to be Rabbanan he. And yet the Rabbanan say on a Paschal Orez, you make a Borei Mini Mizonos. And the Gemara ends up, Tiuvta, the Rav Ushmuel, Tiuvta. We have a Pircha here on Rav and Shmuel. They said on Chameshis Mine, you make a Borei Pri Mizonos, but on Orez Vedochen, you don't make a Borei Mine Mizonos. And now we're left with Akasha, Tiuvta, on Rav and Shmuel. So from the Braisa, we see clearly that only on Orez we make a Borei Mine Mizonos. Dochan is not mentioned at all in this Braisa. Tosis Divri Maska Tiuvta says that this pircha on Rav and Shmuel is only on what is explicitly mentioned here with regard to Orez, that the bracha is not Borei Mini Mizonos, but as far as Dochen is concerned, we're not sure if we should be Doche, Rav and Shmuel, and it could be that on Dochen we would not make a Borei Mini Mizonos, we'd make a Shakol Niyabidvaro. Or perhaps a Borei Pri Ha'adama. The Rif says that on Dochen we make a Shakol Niyabidvaro. The Rashba says in the name of the Ravid that Orez and Dochen are equal. There's no nuance of a difference between them. And the Rashba says that this whole sugya really sounds like the Ravid who holds that Dochen has the same din as Orez, and we shouldn't make any distinguishing halachas between them. Now the Gemara goes back to Koseis Chita that was mentioned in the Braisa Omar Mar. We saw in the Braisa Koseis Es Chita. If a person eats a chita, he chews it up in its natural raw state. Mevarach Aleha Borei Pri Ha'adama. Frek the Gemara Vasanya, we have a Braisa that you should make a Borei Mine Zroim and not a Borei Pri Ha'adama. So what are we going to do with this price of Borei Mine Zroim? And the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha Ha Rabbi Yehuda V'Ha Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who held that we need a specific bracha on every min, and therefore we make a Borei Mine Zroim a separate bracha. But the Braisa reflects the Shita Rabbanon that we make a Borei Pri Ha'adama on all Pri Ha'adama. And that's a generic bracha for everything that grows from the ground. We don't make a special bracha on each min bifnei atzmo, but rather kol hagadel min adam, anything that grows from the ground is a borei pri adama. And it's the same machlokas that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban in our Mishnah regarding Yerokos, the Snan in our Mishnah on Daf Lamed. Hey, we learned that our Yerokos, the Chachamim say you make a bar pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer vark bari mini deshayim. So just like in the case of Yerokos, Rabbi Yehuda requires a separate bracha of bari mini deshayim. It's a bracha miyuchedes lemin. So too in the case of Chita, you should make a bracha miyuchedes, which is bari mini zroim. Now the Gemara deals with the question of a bracha achrona on Orez. Omar, Mar, we learned to the Braisa Kostas Orez Mavarch Le Bor Priyadoma, Techono, Viafo, Ubishlo, Afo Bishaprusus Kayomos, Betchilo Mavarch Alov, Bore Mine Mizonos, Basof Mavarch Alov, Bracha Achas Me Ein Shalosh. There seems to be a contradiction to this brisa of Asanya. We have a brisa that says Libasofa lo klum, that after you eat orez, you don't need a bracha lachreo, even a bracha of the brachas that we usually make on Peros Eretz Yisrael, which means the bracha achas me'ein shalosh, but rather we make a bracha of borei nefashos. So how do we reconcile this theory? On the one hand, one brisa says that after you eat this mixture, or shall we say this orez bread that got mixed up in a tavshil, you make a bracha achas mein shalosh. Whereas the brisa, the second brisa, says that after you eat this mixture of orez, you only make a bar nefashos rabos. Omer Rav Sheshes al kasha, ha rabbanon v'ha Rav Gamliel. The brisa that says that you make a bracha main sholosh after orez reflects the shita of Rav Gamliel. The brisa that says that on orez you make a bar nefashos rabos is the Rabbanon. And let's see, where is this machlokas between Rav Gamliel and Rabbanon? The sanya we learned in the brisa, zeklal kol shuvishiv asaminim. Rav Gamliel omer sholosh brachos. In other words, according to Rabbi Gamliel, we upgrade the status of Shivas Aminim to equate it with a pas, and we have to make Shalosh Brachos. We have to recite Hazan, Esa Olam, etc., Birkas Amazon on Shivas Aminim. Chachomim say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, that all you need after you eat Shivas Aminim is a bracha of what we call Ala Michya, which is only one bracha. Ma'aseh Rav Gamliel v'Azkenim she'im misuvim ba'aliyah b'Yericho, and this might have taken place during the period of the Romans, the period of Beitar and so forth, and they were hiding up in an aliyah in the city of Yericho. They veal if naam kosavos. They brought them tamarim. Tamarim are dates that are one of the seven species which is called dvash in the Torah, because dvash is dvash tamarim. Vi achlu v'nosam Rav Gamliel v'shus Rav Akiva levarech. And Rav Gamliel said to Rav Akiva, you make the bracha birkas hamazon. And kofatzu berech Rav Akiva bracha achas mein shalosh. Instead of paskening like Rav Gamliel, as Rav Gamliel instructed him to do and make a bracha of Birkas HaMazon, he stood up quickly and he made a bracha Achas Mein Shalosh Kedas Chachamim. Whoa. Amalei Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says to Rav Akiva, Akiva Admasai Atamachnis Roshcha Bein HaMachlokes. Why are you getting involved in this machlokes? Again, you might ask the following question. Supposing Rabbi Akiva had been Mavarech Shalosh Brachas, Birkas HaMazon, why wouldn't that be Machnas Roso Ben Machlokes? And the answer is, whenever you have a Suffolk and you don't know what Bracha to make, that's like a B'dievit situation, and even according to Rabbanon, in such a case, you make a Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. But in the case of Tmarim, if he makes a Bracha, if he makes Shalosh Brachos, then he would be Yotze. So if he has a suffix, which bracha to make, whether it's shalosh or bracha ben achas, he should make a bracha of shalosh, because that'll cover him for a suffix situation. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samaches writes that he should have recited shalosh brachas according to Rabbi Gamliel's logic, mishum, Shekol sheyesh bo sofik im levarach birchas hamazon ve'in shol sok levarach birchas hamazon. So what was Rabbi Akiva's answer? Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Ram Gamliel, Rabbeinu, Afal, Pishata, Omer, can't even though you hold, we shouldn't be making a birchas hamazon, all three brachos. In any case of Shivas Aminim, like for example, Tmarim, but for Chavercha, Omrim, Ken. However, your colleagues say that you should make a bracha main shalosh. Limad etonu Rabbeinu, you taught us that yochid v'rabim halocha kirabim. I did like the chachamim. I made a bracha achas main shalosh because we pass like the rabim against the yochid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Rab Gamliel. Kol shu mishiva saminim. Here we turn to daf lamed zayin amid beis. V'lo min dagan hu. So all the shivas aminim except for chitim and siorim, they're the only two of the seven that are min dagon. Oh, min dagon, the lo aso pas, or any of the five species of grains, and if you didn't make it a pas, you didn't grind it and make it into a flour and into bread. Gamliel omer, as far as the brach lachre is concerned, sholosh brachos, you make a birkas hamazon. So again, all shivas aminim, or even in the case of dung in which you could have made into a pas, but you didn't do so. Nevertheless, after you eat them, you chayav birkas hamazon according to Ram Gamliel Chacham Omrim bracha achas mein sheva. But kol she'eino lo mi shivas aminim v'lo min dagon, if something belongs neither to the seven species, nor is it dagon, kigon pas oriz v'dochan, is Ram Gamliel Omer, we reduce it down one notch, bracha achas mein sholosh, v'chacham omer v'lo klum, in order to make a bar nefoshos. So we see here that there's machlokas between Ram Gamliel and Rabbanon, as to what bracha achrona you recite on Oritz. According to Rabbi Gamliel, we make a borei, a main sholosh, and according to the Chachamim, we recite a borei nefashos. So the Gemara asks, "Mamayu kimta? How did you interpret this brisa that on Oritz you make main sholosh kiram Gamliel? Ema seifa deresha. Let's take a look at the end part of the resha, where it says that chitim that were cooked after you made them into a pas, then im ein prusas kayomas, if you don't have solid pieces of mizonos, you have the moach prusos bebishulo, is then betchilu mevarach alea bore mine mizonos, ulabasof mevarach alea bracha achas me ein sholosh mani. Whose sheet does that reflect? Rav Gamliel holds, and he's the Tanu said in the Sefer Hashta Akoselvos Ve'adaisa of Rav Gamliel Sholosh Brachos, even though Ein Prusas Kayomos is me boy, how much more so that you need to Mivarach Sholosh Brachos. And the Brisa says all you need is main sholosh. Elipshit, you have no choice, but by fallback it has to be the Rabbanon. And therefore, if Ein Prusas Kayomus, you make a bracha main sholosh, Ihochi, Kasha, the Rabbanon, Ad the Rabbanon, we have a stira from the Rabbanon, because in this Brisa it seems that the Rabbanon hold it on Oriz, you make a bracha main sholosh. The original Brisa that we had yesterday, earlier in the Sugya, holds that you make a bracha nefashos. El Eliolam, Rabbanon hi. Utni, and you should change the rice. It should say Lagabi Orez, Ulabasofein Mavarchal Velo Klum, that you don't recite a bracha that you would make Liachre and Peros Eretz Yisrael, but rather you Mavarech Bore Nefashos. So let's just review this last analysis called B'mayu Kimta and understand why the Gemara excludes Ram Gamliel and therefore, by default, attributes the authorship of the Spicer to Rabban. It can't be Rab Gamliel, because Rab Gamliel holds that on Orez you make a sholosh, main sholosh, and that would reflect certainly Rab Gamliel's opinion. But if you look at what he calls the Sefer of the Resha, which says that chitim, if you take chitim and you cook them, and you may, after you had made them into a pas, then in certain cases, which is called Ein Prusis Kayovos, you make a Brach Achsmein Sholosh, that could not possibly reflect Rami Gamliel. No way, no how can you justify a case of Chitim Shebishlon Acher Shosim and Pas without making a Berchas HaMazon and sufficing it with a Main Sholosh. And that's based on a Kal Vachomer. For Gamliel says in the case of Kosovos, right, anything that is a Bishevas Haminim or Daisa, which means a Tavshil that's made of Dagon, after the Dagon was crushed, he made a Daisa out of it. And in the case of Daisa, Ram Gamliel is already committed to the position in the earlier Braisa that since it's been Dagon, even if he didn't make it into a pass, he recites Sholosh Brachos. Here he made it into a pass, even if Ein Prusas Kayomos, but it goes without saying that he would have to make a Birkas HaBozen afterwards. The Braisa says that you only make a Brach Main Sholosh, and that's how the Gemara proves that this is Rabbanon. But if it's Rabbanon, we're going to have a problem with Orez, because this Braisa says that on Orez you recite a bracha mein shalosh, which is against the Rabbanan who say that on Orez you make a bar nefashos. So the answer is that with regard to Orez, you're going to have to change it, and it's going to have to say in the Braisa, Einam of Archel of Klum, that there's no bracha mein shalosh after Orez, but rather you make a bar nefashos. Now the Gemara goes back to the issue of a tavshil. When you have flour mixed in a tavshil, I'm a rava high riata, and this is a tavshil that's made from flour, oil, and honey, kemach shemen udvash, dechak loy, and it's very common in the villages make this kind of riata, demashbi bekimcha, there's a great amount, a large volume in this mixture of flour, mevarech borei mina mezonos. My timer, Rav explains the reasoning, dismida ikar. In the case of riata, the solace that he puts is the ikar, because he put an awful amount, volume of kemach into this mixture. But then he has another thing, that's not regular riata of chakloim, but rather riata de mechoza. Those are the high falutin city slickers. De lo mashbi be kimcha. They don't add too much kemach into this mixture. Then says Rav Mvarech Allah shahakol niya bidvaro. So next time you eat riata, you make a decision where you are. Are you out in the villages and they're giving you riata, or are you in the city? You're at a restaurant, you order riata. It's first thing on the menu. So you ordered riata. Says Rava, you're in a restaurant in the city, you're going to make a shakol nivivara. Why? Because my time of duvsha ikar, the dvash is the ikar, not the kemach, because there's only a minimal amount of kemach. And right now, Rava is rejecting the principle of Rav and Shmuel, because if you remember Rav and Shmuel, they say that anything that has a mixture of mizonos in it, of the five species of grains, automatically deserves a borei mine mizonos, which would mean that even in the b'nei mechuza, that kind of riata, you should nevertheless make a borei mine mizonos. But Hadra Marava, Rava then changed his mind, either, even in the case of the Riyata B'nei Mechuzah, Mevarchim Bari Minei Mezonos, because of Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Shavayu, Kol Sheyesh Bo Chameshes Minim. It's always considered that the Chameshes Minim, the Kemach, is Ikar, and Mevarch Aleim Bari Minei Mezonos. And that's the Chashivus of the five species of grains, which are Machaya Sa'adim, as we discussed earlier. And now we're up to the sugya of Chavitza. And the Gemara says the following. Omar Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza. And this is a tavshil that's made of what's called pirure lechem, pirure pas. It's usually cooked in a frying pan. So you have different smaller pieces of bread, broken up crumbs of bread, and you make it on an open fire in a frying pot. He says the following. What bracha at the beginning and at the end are you going to make? If it's yeshbo ispe pirurim, kizayis, the pirurim are made up of large pieces, each of which is the size of a kizayis, is b'tchilam avarecha motzilech menotz b'sof avarecha le'eshalosh brachas, has the same din as lechem, because even though he's frying this bread, this is like matzah bray and things like that, or French toast, but there are major pieces of bread here, each one has a kizayis, and therefore it's lechem. However, the less bay peirum kizayis, if you break it up into smaller pieces, and that's going to be a suffix in the case of matzah bray. Like my brother-in-law Vashalom used to always tell me that when you eat matzah bray, you should wash on a piece of bread first to make sure that you know that it's hamotzi. Is betchilam avarech aleah bari minim zonos b'sof mavarech achas main shalosh, because now you have pirurim that don't have a kizayis, so it doesn't have the chashivas of lechem as far as brach is concerned. And that's the sheet of Rav Yosef. And now Rav Yosef wants to prove it. Omar Rav Yosef, what is my proof that if it's Pirurim Kizayis, it still maintains its original brach of Amotzi the Sanya? We learned in the Brisa, Ya Omed, Umakriv, a Yisrael is standing in his Makriv. And he gives the Kohen over to be Makriv on his part, Menachos B'Yushalayim. So in other words, if he hasn't been Makriv, this Yisrael, Menachos, for Yomim Rabim, and we'll see exactly how long is Yom Rabim, perhaps Shloshim Yom, is then Omer Baruch Shech Yodavi Kibbanu L'Gizman Azeh. It's a mitzvah that comes in Mizman L'Zman, and it requires a Shech Yonah. So he comes with Akrova to give to the Kohen to be Makriv on his behalf, Menachos, B'Yerushalayim. It's an interesting thing that the Tana feels compelled to add to Yerushalayim. Where else would you be makriv? In a bama? I mean, we don't have a bama after the Yerushalayim was designated, but for some reason he adds the word Yerushalayim. Maybe he's telling us that if you were makriv a mincha in a bama, you would not make a shechiyona. Only if you're makriv in the Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim, not in a bama. I don't know why. But part of the experience, I guess, is Yerushalayim. It's a separate kiyum of akrovas mincha. Now, I'm also not sure why this is a din in mincha. I mean, Yisrael could bring any karban, and l'chora you should make a shechiyonu. In any event, let's go on. Nitala, the Kohen takes the mincha liachla, and he wants to eat the mincha. Mevarech ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz. Okay, fine. So the mincha generates a bracha of shechiyonu. How does that prove the sheet of Rav Yosef? And the answer is that Tani Allah, we have a Mishnah in Menachos describing the din of Menachos, is Vakula on all the Menachos that are made in a Kli. This is what's called Minchas Marchesh. It's a very deep kind of a frying pan. It's a Muka, and it's something that it's a Manat Savur, and the Eina Ar Sarfo. And it's a ma'isa minchas suim l'tocho. It's called a minchas marcheshes. Is posesin b'kizayis. You break it up and you make it into psisim, into smaller pieces, but each one has to be at least a kizayis before he does the k'mitza. So we see clearly that on pirurim that have a kizayis, he makes a bracha of hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Amalei abaye elameyat. If that be the case, if you're telling me that we're going to derive a conclusion that on Pirurim HaKizayis, that if it was cooked, you make a Hamotzi, and you can derive that from Menachos, is then, according to Tanna de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, in a Braisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yishmael de Omar, he says, in all Minchas, is Parchon Ad Shemachziron L'Sultan. You do a Pirur until it becomes like a soul, it's like a Kemach, like a flower, just like it was before it was kneaded with a K in Lisha, is then you can say Hachinami de Loboy Bruche, meaning Amotzi Lech Menoretz, meaning, are you going to tell me that as far as Brach is concerned, this Tana Rabbi Yishmael would disagree with what you're telling me, that on the Menachos, the Kohen is going to be Mevarech Hamotzi, because now that this Tana Rabbi Yishmael holds that Porchon Ad Shemachzirin L'Solson, and he makes it back into a Kemach situation, then he can no longer be Mevarech Hamotzi Lech Menoretz? Is Rabbi Shmuel going to disagree on the very din of the price as to what brach the kohen makes on menachos? V'chitem, and if you'll say hachinami, maybe in hachinami, maybe it is that Rabbi Shmuel would disagree with the price, and he would say that you don't make a hamotzi on menachos. Is it possible to say so? Tanya, we have a brisa that says that lokat mikulon, if he takes from all the psisei amenachos, pirurin and a shear of kezais vacholanim chametzu onish karis v'itzad on pesach matzu adam yotzi dechavosu bepesach. Now matzah, you need a pas. And if you're going to be yotzi with these pirurim yidechavos matzah, for sure it has a din of a pas. And therefore you should make a motzilech min aretz. So you see that even on pachas mikazayis we make a motzilech min aretz, because it's a birchas hanenim, and it's a chepts of pas. And the Gemara answers, hachamai askina, and this brisa is talking about pirurin, pachas mikazayis, it's considered lechem for a motzi. It's talking about misha erson. What does misha erson mean? That he, after he made him into pirurim, then he made an isa, he made a dough out of the piru, and he baked it a second time around. And therefore, each chaticha now has a shir kezayis. And that's why it's considered pas, and you violate the isher chametz bekareis, that if you use it as matzah, you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. That's called lokat mikulon, from all the psisim, he has pirurim, and it still has a shem pas. And that's because he remade it as a dough and he baked it a second time around. We're going to do it the sefer of the braisa of a who. When does he get karis for chametz and he's yotzi ben matzah? That's only in kshacholon bichdei achilas pras. That means from the beginning of his achila to the end, it was less than a time in which he would eat a half of a kikar, which is sholosh beitzim. If the braisa is talking about a case where he took these pirurim and he again made it into a dough and he baked it, is high she'acholon. What does it mean? She'acholon, she'acholo mi boile. The braisa should have said she'acholo in lashon yachid, because now all he has is one single pas. From it says acholon b'lashon rabim, it proves that the braisa is talking about a case where he ate him in pirurin, the many pirurim, and therefore uses the plural of acholon. The Gemara says no. The braisa is not talking about a case of irson, and the reason why these pirurim are considered a pas is hachamai askinon bibami lechem gadol, that these pirurim were made from a lechem gadol shelo nifras kulo, it wasn't completely sliced, and therefore the lechem is still alive and well, it's lechem kayam. And even though the pirurim are now less than a kezais, it doesn't matter, it still has the shem lechem, because it was sliced from lechem, so that if it was nifras kol ha-lechem, in other words, we're talking about a case of biba mi lechem gadol shelo nifras kulo. So in other words, you still have the pas, but you sliced off a certain amount of slices from the pas. You have to know exactly how much of the pas is left over, but then the sliced pieces, these pirurim, even though they're less than kezayis, they still have a shem lechem, they belong to the lechem. However, if he cuts up the entire lechem, then he's mafkir the shem lechem, and if the pirurim are less than a kezayis, they're not called lechem, and you don't make a brach of hamotzi lechem in a aretz. My havi Allah, what's the final achra in the din of chavitza? Amar Rav Sheshes, hai chavitza afal gav de lesbe pirurin kezayis. Mevarech alav hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And even though we had a brisa back on Amid Aleph, that if there's no prusas kayomos, we don't make hamotzi. But nevertheless, the Braisa says that the phrase prusas kayomis means it has a kezayis. And our Braisa says eina prusas kezayis, and it means it has less than a shear of kezayis, these prusos. And therefore the Braisa says you don't make hamotzi. Here we're saying that in the case of chavitza, afagav the less peperu in kezayis, we still remain with the brach of hamotzi. So Tosfos Tirim Askel Omar addresses this stira lechora, and he says that's because of Teresa de Nama. He introduces another condition for hamotzi, which we're going to get to later, that you have to have a tsuras hapas. We get that in Rav a little bit later on. Now, to get a tsuras hapas, Tosu says you need a kezias. If you'd have a tsuras hapas without a kezias, enochinami, you would make a birchas hamotzi, but as a general rule, if it's less than a kezias, it doesn't have a tsuras hapas. Hence the Brais on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that if ein perusas kayomis, you don't make a motzi. But again, it's really a cheftz of lechem. It really generates a motzi. But the only problem is it doesn't have the condition of tzurisa denama. Amar Rav Avahu, when you make a brach of hamotzi in the case of chavitza, even though there's no pirurim kezayis, de'ika leito risa denama. That's only because the pirurim have a tzuras maris lechem. It looks like lechem, but if they were left in the tavshil for such a long time, and it got to the point of it's so dissolved that it doesn't have a nikah, it doesn't have a heker, that it's lechem, then you would not recite hamotzi. And Tosus Diramasal Teresa says if you have a pas that was soaking in water, even though as a result of the soaking in water, or I should say not even though, but if as a result of the soaking in water, hislavnu hamayim, in other words, he changed the color of the mayim, that's the extent to which he had it soaking in mayim, that now the mayim has changed its color, that's a simon, says Tosus, that nisbatla teresa dinama. And we're up to the sugya of troknin. So mirtz Hashem and tomorrow Shia will cover the sugya of troknin.